The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Nothing says summer like a rich, creamy ice cream float from Skyline. Made with two scoops of fresh vanilla ice cream and your choice of Barq's Root Beer, Barq's Red Cream Soda, or any of their Coke products. At participating Skyline locations while supplies last.
Welcome in, everyone, to the Investing in Real Estate show. This is the show where we help you build financial intelligence so you can build financial freedom. I'm Clayton Morris.
I'm Natalie Morris.
We're longtime real estate investors, and our goal with this show is honestly to help you build financial freedom and using all of the tools at your disposal, which right now in this digital economy, there's so many amazing resources online for you to grow your real estate portfolio, to be a better real estate agent, to find great deals online, and also just to extend your reach on social media. If you're not leveraging some of these major platforms like Instagram, TikTok, for crying out loud, Facebook ads.
MySpace.
Right, MySpace. Yes. Still got a MySpace account. We have a great guest on the show today. His name is Nate Kennedy, and he is a guy who knows all about this. He's closed over 1,000 real estate transactions since 2002. He's a number one best-selling author. He's flipped 8 online businesses, each over $1 million in pure profit. But he's got a really awesome new company that I want him to tell us all about and just give us some background in real estate. Nate, welcome to the show.
Yeah, appreciate you having me on. I'm excited to be here. And man, I guess you're making me sound good with those bullet points there. So,
we don't just invite anyone on our show.
You have to have a good resume to get on for expert.
That's right. That's right.
We have some mutual friends. Our friend Susan Lassiter-Lyons, who of course is a great friend of our show. She's been a guest here on the show. She's raised billions of dollars from real estate transactions. She knows her excellent book called Getting the Money. So we have a mutual friend in Susan, right?
We do, yeah. And she's amazing, super knowledgeable, and it's crazy to kind of see her evolution over the years. And glad I randomly sat down next to her at an event many years ago.
Yeah, that's luck.
So been a great relationship since.
Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about your real estate journey and then how you can help all of us as business people who also focus in real estate?
Absolutely. So my journey actually started as a scuba diving instructor in Key West, but didn't quite pan out how I wanted it. Wanted to actually, I didn't want to live the island life at that time just yet, right? I was 22. And so I ended up randomly moving to North Carolina, getting into the mortgage industry. And got into the mortgage industry. And from there, I really started understanding the real estate side of it, connected with some investors. And then right around 2005, I actually flipped my first deal. And I did it with a mentor. I had a guy who helped me do it. And through that process, we generated, interesting enough, I still talk to him to this day, which is awesome. And I was thanking him not that long ago, last week, for helping me close that and giving me that push over the edge to help me close that first deal. And then I just was hooked at that point. So then I just started doing real estate. And then I started my own mortgage company at that point. And then from there, we parlayed that into a real estate agency and a construction company. And we just started diving in fully into that space. And then, obviously there's challenges. Depends what listeners were back in the real estate space back in 2007 and 2008. Obviously there's some challenges back then, but we made it through that. Wouldn't stay unscathed, but we started getting more into wholesaling after that during that time period. And it was education at that point, right? Like helping people kind of wholesale properties and do more of that stuff. And
right.
And that's, you mentioned the whole flipping property thing, right? Or websites. So then I started looking at, there's digital real estate too. So we started buying website properties and building those things and selling them, which was a lot of fun. And that turned into a lot of people coming to me asking me to help them actually build their online brands and businesses and use digital marketing to help them, because that's how we were doing all of it back then. And that's now why I have a agency that helps real estatepreneurs. You know, it's kind of a, it's evolved over time, and it's kind of, you know, that was a quick version of it. I could go into story after story, but.
Well, you did it. You've done over 1,000 deals. So yeah, we could dive into some of that too, but Natalie had a question here.
Well, yeah, I think that that's, you know, I've been around real estate professionals my whole life. My mother was in escrow and, you know, I have a license. We invest in real estate. And I think it's a big jump from someone who just works in the retail industry to someone who decides they're also going to make it work for them. Because so often someone who is a professional in mortgage just doing a paycheck job, right? It never occurs to them, oh, this could build wealth for me as well. So how'd you make that first shift from paycheck guy to investor for your own wealth?
I've always kind of internally been that entrepreneur mindset, right? So I've had, you know, I think kind of step back, my mindset back when I went to college, I started as a physical therapy major and I didn't like the 8 a.m. biology class. So after my first semester, I decided I was going to just own the physical therapy company.
And so
I hated the 8 a.m. math classes in college.
So I've kind of always been of that mindset. And I think it was just the opportunity, the right people. And I've always been out trying to, you know, I've been fortunate to be surrounded by some amazing people over my years. And like I said, the first mentor I had, I actually was working at his mortgage company and he was investing. And so he had the mortgage company, he was buying and selling deals too. So I, you know, constantly picking his brain. He's a serial entrepreneur. You know, he owned a record store because he loved music. He was buying properties. He owned a mortgage company, like a bunch of different stuff that he did. And so I ran into an opportunity to buy a property and I came to him and said, hey, you know, can you help me with this? And I learned what private money was at that time too. And I learned that, you know, as awesome as it was that he helped me push me over the edge, he was expensive private money now that I look back, but it was also cheap private money because I learned so much, right?
Right. That's the thing. It's like, you can spend a few extra interest points or points closing, but if it's a, you know, it's that incredible lesson you learn, then it's priceless, right?
It's like graduate school.
Yep. Right. Absolutely. Yeah. And so I would say, I don't know that I naturally just said, I'm going to do this. I just think I was surrounded by the right people that, and always observing and watching how people were being entrepreneurial. And when I saw that he was doing it, and I had that opportunity and just took it, right? Whereas a lot of people, I think, sit on the sidelines when opportunity presents itself, and it's more of, because it's a risk, you know? And if you're not willing to kind of jump out and take that risk, I think, you know, if more people would, when the opportunity presents itself, it'd be great.
That's awesome stuff. So tell us now, you manage over $1 million in annual ad spend for real estate entrepreneurs, which you call, what's the name you call them again?
Real estatepreneurs.
Real estatepreneurs. So what, first of all, what is a real estatepreneur? I guess, would I constitute a real estatepreneur? Would a real estate agent constitute a real estatepreneur? Who would fall into that category?
You know, I think to me, it's real estatepreneurs are, if you're involved in the real estate industry, agents, loan officers, you know, real estate investors, and I'm seeing a shift in the marketplace too, where a lot of real estate investors are agents and agents are shifting over to be investors too. So I think, you know, for me, it's people that are involved in the real estate process, whether you're, you know, wherever you're at involved in the process, but you also have that entrepreneurial mindset and you're using it, you know, to move forward and grow your business. You mentioned earlier about going from a paycheck to transitioning into entrepreneur, right? Whereas I think there's more and more people that are realizing the huge opportunity of being an entrepreneur. And a lot of those, you know, loan officers and real estate agents and all these people they are entrepreneurs. They are running their own business for the most part, right? They still have to go drum up business. They got to do that. Now they work with other organizations. So to me, a real estate entrepreneur is anyone kind of involved in the space, right? That is trying to grow their own brand and their own business.
So anybody who's a wholesaler, real estate agent, mortgage loan officer, or someone just looking for deals wants to expand their mm-hmm. portfolio and actually do that way as well.
But the goals are going to be so much different from someone, say, listening to this who has two or three properties and just want to expand mm-hmm. versus someone who wants to become a wholesaler and get in front of cash buyers and educate their buyers. So, I mean, mm-hmm. that must be really tough to manage all those varying goals and still inspire people because we all have the same end goal, which is building wealth through performing assets.
Yeah. And I think it's where it is, but I still think that the strategy around marketing and branding and lead generation, right, for those real estatepreneurs is a commonality, right? The things and the tools and the strategies that work for those. The messaging's different, right? But the marketing processes and systems are the same.
Yeah, I can tell you as a licensee, you're not taught this in real estate school. It's kind of like, oh, if you have a Facebook page, don't say things like, I don't know, like they want you to not use racially charged language, you know, like that's really all that they're teaching in real estate school. They're not really teaching you to build your brand, right? Like you can't say next to the, you know, Chinese store or whatever. Like those are the kind of things they're teaching you. It's this is a tangent, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, they're teaching the legalities and certain things, and you know the textbook process, not how to go build your brand, not how to really generate leads, you know, for your business. Right.
So it's on you.
So let's talk a little bit about that then. Pull back the curtain on some of what you do for your clients. And again, you work with some of the biggest names in the real estate industry, folks like Ken Clothier and so forth. So how do you, you know, start to, when someone comes to meet with you for the first time, what sort of process are you taking them through? Let's say I, Clayton Morris, come to you and say, hey, Nate, I'd love to grow our brand. I'd love to take things to the next level, reach more people, help other people achieve financial freedom. What would be that process? What would that look like for you?
Yeah, the first step is who do you serve, right? The first thing we want to address is who do you serve and what are you trying to accomplish, right? Because once we understand that, then we know exactly the messaging. Then we can start crafting the messaging and we can start crafting your branding. We start crafting what that looks like and what the journey looks like to acquire those properties. If you're looking to acquire just properties, if you're looking to wholesale deals, if you're looking to acquire buyers for your agency, like we talk about, you know, those client paths that can be taken, but it all comes down to understanding who you serve and what your end goal is if you're, you know, in the industry, right? So it's by understanding that, now we actually, as I mentioned, just craft the proper pieces. And then what we'll do from there is now we can actually say, all right, cool, let's go create video, because I'm a big advocate of video marketing, because we are so more connected today than we've ever been, but we are less connected than we've ever been, right?
Right.
And it sounds odd to say, but with social media, everybody's connected and we've all got 4,000, 5,000 friends, it feels like, but we don't really truly have true connections. And just writing and not seeing someone's face and person to person makes it hard. So video kind of bridges that gap. It allows us to create videos and content. So when you're creating a video and you're creating a video that for your marketplace, talking about a problem and a solution that you provide them, talk about one big core problem, and then you provide the solution at the end of the video. Like, these are things that can build and bond with your marketplace. So we leverage video quite a bit from there. So once we understand who you serve, we go and say, all right, let's go create these 5 to 8 videos and let's leverage the power of YouTube, the power of Facebook, and then combine that stuff with ads, right? So that's why we, you know, run as many ads as we do, because, you know, you can go post this stuff on your Facebook, but everyone talks about the suppression of reach, right?
Yeah, organic reach is incredibly low now. Now Instagram organic reach is starting to decline as well, right? So you need to pay ads. You got to put money to make money, right?
Exactly. And luckily, if you're doing this on a local level, you don't have to spend a ton of money, but you can spend, you know, money on a daily basis that puts your message, your brand, and your face in front of your target marketplace. And a prime example of video, I tell a story of one of my clients, Kyle, who he was like, I don't want to do the video, man. I don't really feel comfortable on video. I was like, I kept pushing him, do it, do it, do it, right? Yeah. And he finally does it. And then he ends up getting a call. Actually, he's an investor. He actually got a call from an agent, right? So that's two real estate preneurs, different spaces. But the agent called him and said, hey, I've got this challenging deal I need help with. And I saw your video. She's like, I was wondering if you could help me with it. She broke down the deal. And then he asked after, he goes, how did you know to call me? She goes, I saw your video on Facebook, right? And so they ended up doing the deal. They made good money on the deal and it worked out for everybody involved. And then another part, and that's happened to him on 3 deals to date. And then he also went to Home Depot And the guy, the manager at the Home Depot in the hardware department came up to him, or the lumber part, was like, hey man, how can I earn your business? He's like, I see your videos on Facebook. How can I earn your business? So now he's got guys that are trying to earn his business on the rehab stuff he's doing, right? So he's reducing his cost on top of that. So
that's great. I mean, it's hyper-local and this hyper-local targeting. Yeah. I mean, take a guy that lives in Peoria, Illinois, that can dominate that market. He's not, you know, he would be ridiculous to spend money on bench ads, you know, those benches at the bus stop that people aren't even paying attention to anymore because they're on their mobile phone. So to be able to push ads directly in front of those people, incredibly powerful.
Yes. Yeah. And it's a great way to serve, you know, an audience that actually needs you. It's not like someone's trying to insert themselves in a deal where they don't belong. You know, in these two places, this person is actually helping out in a larger sense. So that's great.
Right. Today's episode is brought to you by HelloFresh. And do you guys want some free stuff? How about some free meals? How about 9 free meals just for checking out HelloFresh? Totally free. 9 free meals. Are you kidding me? I'm going to tell you how in just a moment. But first, you got to learn about HelloFresh. Now, I just surprised my mom with a box of HelloFresh for her and my dad. She works hard. So does my dad. And, you know, she gets home after dinner time sometimes. And so to be able to cook delicious meals right from home within 30 minutes with amazing fresh ingredients shipped right to your door. So she was like, hey, who sent this to me? And I told her, she's like, oh my God, honey, thank you so much. Now, I love their food. In fact, we did HelloFresh recently where we did the Kraft burger right from home. They have a Hall of Fame section so you can pick all different kind of recipes that you know and love and then have those shipped to your door. They have over 20 plus different seasonal chef curated recipes each week to choose from. And they're super flexible. So you can go on their website and say, you know what, we're taking a trip, so we're not going to be home. Pause your order or adjust it as you need it. You can pick from vegetarian options. You can do the family, the full family. So you can get a huge, you know, huge order for the full family. You can get a smaller option for just 2 people. They have some fantastic different calorie smart options and family recipes. And they're super, super delicious. And they have some extra bonus stuff too. If you want to get like garlic bread and cookie dough to make some cookies, they're really, really great. So shipped right to your door. All of the stuff will fit nicely in your refrigerator. You don't have to worry about having a suddenly bulky refrigerator. Everything is perfectly portioned out. The recipes are fantastic and you'll be super impressed. So like I said, we did the chicken teriyaki. We did a Kraft burger, which is super great. My mom said the chicken was off the charts and my dad was super impressed. Because you can get into a rut with making recipes, can't you? You make the same stuff every week. And that's why HelloFresh is great. It's really easy to do and it provides a lot of variety. So you want 9 free meals? Of course you do. So that's what HelloFresh is doing for our audience. I'm super excited. They reached out and said, we want to give 9 free meals to your audience. Here's how you get it. All you have to do, for a limited time, you have to take advantage of this, is go to HelloFresh.com/investing9. You have to put that numeral 9 in there for 9 meals. So again, HelloFresh.com/investing9. It's the numeral 9, not spelled out, just the numeral 9. And we'll have links to it in the show notes. If you need to click on it, if you're driving right now, don't worry about it. It'll be right there below in the show notes. I want you to check it out for free. HelloFresh.com/investing9 to get those 9 free meals. Thank you, HelloFresh. So talk about some of the ways that you're seeing right now, like the most conversions, the biggest excitement. Obviously, 30 years into the internet right now, right? So a lot has changed. What worked, you know, 5-6 years ago doesn't necessarily work today. What are you seeing is driving the most awareness for your clients right now?
Yeah, I mean, definitely it's video. And why the reason video is because of this cool little feature that Facebook offers and combined with some other marketing, right? So video is because we can create, when someone watches 25%, 50%, 100% of that video, we can now put them into a retargeting audience and constantly show them more stuff from you. So if somebody watches a 5-minute video of you talking about a specific problem that how you helped a seller solve it, or they watched a 2-minute testimonial video with you talking with a client on who you helped, you know, that you can now, we call it the digital audience. And that digital audience now can be retargeted with your next video. You can say, hey, go show the same video, this new video to this audience that's already watched my other videos. So now you're constantly in front of them, right? So, and being able to constantly stay in front of people allows you to obviously keep that brand awareness and get it drives more phone calls. But what we were also seeing is it's improving the PPC avenue. It's improving direct mail. It's improving if you have, even for agents, if you people are going to your website because of a big spread you're spending a bunch of money on in a magazine. If you have that stuff set up properly, you're adding those people to your retargeting list. So now they're looking at your house, going to your website to look at it. And then all of a sudden they're seeing a video from you the next day, you know? So it's just being smart with the tools, the simple tools that are there and at our fingertips that is really driving that. And I think a big thing for us is that we try to drive home with people is conversations. I believe conversations trumps a lot of the automation now. Like this, we're in a world of everyone's trying to figure out how to use automation to drive sales and conversions and everything else. And I'm going backwards. I'm going back in time and I want to have conversations because the more conversations you can have, the better.
I love that. And you know, like I think people are surprised when they hit me up on Instagram. I will send them a voice message. Like I will send them an audio message. I will, you know, interact and I say, you know, DM me with this question. And I get people that ask me real estate questions. You know, I have this property. I'm thinking about doing this. What do you think? And I say, I'm not a financial advisor, but if this were my house, this is what I might do. And it's great that power of connection just with voice, just being able to connect in that way. And so many people are trying to set up bots and, you know, have things that was sort of automated responses. And I think people see through that stuff pretty quickly, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do. And I think, you know, there's a time and place for bots, right? And I think, you know, it's good to have them in your business, but it's that bot should hand off to a conversation.
Exactly.
You know, the goal should not be to like pre-qualify someone and never have to talk to them. It should be, how can I make sure that they're the right people to start conversations with, right? You know, and you even start seeing, and we're attached to hundreds of different fan pages. And so you'll see it. I actually, just yesterday, I saw someone go, talk to human. That was the response, right? So that was their message to one of the fan pages that we manage. And I was like, it's kind of funny because it's true. People want to have conversations, you know, especially in the real estate space.
We'll tell people here in a moment how to connect with you and your agency if they're in the real estate professional space as a real estate entrepreneur who want to take that to the next level. But I got to ask you about some of these deals. Where are you currently investing? How many properties do you currently have? Or what are you excited about in real estate right now as we're, you know, into 2020 already?
Yeah. So I would say, you know, I'm actually getting back into investing. So I've been so dialed into my agency. So we got some property in North Carolina now. And I'm in California. I'm in San Diego. So I haven't really done much out here. We just moved out here 2 years ago. And the big opportunity that I see right now is the opportunity to, you know, just as we talked about, we mentioned iBuyers earlier and being able to sell properties when we're having that conversation, right? There's an opportunity now to be a real estate entrepreneur and sell your properties for more money to these big organizations that have capital, right? There's a huge opportunity. So I think as a real estate entrepreneur, I think you should definitely be looking at how can you leverage these companies like OfferPad and that are out there and be able to, if you're a wholesaler, I think that's a huge opportunity, right? Or if you're a fix and flip and you want to sell too.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's great. In this new digital economy, it's not just that you have to go out and find cash buyers in your local market. If you're a wholesaler, now you can leverage the power of the internet in the right way. So that's great.
Yeah. So what kind of services then, I think if anyone's listening to this, they either, you know, they may want to work with you or they may want to learn from you. What kind of services can someone reach out to you and expect?
Yeah. One thing that we help people with is building their social branding. And leverage social branding through online, all the core platforms, and then putting together their video marketing campaigns and also lead generation campaigns. So we combine all that stuff is what we do. And then we also run the ad campaigns, right? So it's kind of a combination. We help everyone kind of really take full advantage of the digital marketing space to build their local brand and generate leads for their business. And, you know, that's kind of what we stay focused on. And It's fun. It's been enjoyable. And especially like waking up on a Monday, starting the day and having my team getting, you know, testimonial video and comments from clients, you know, talking about the results they're getting. That's always, you know, it's rewarding, right? Because I talked earlier about who do you serve? And, you know, as we in this space, you know, if we go in with the mindset of serving people and helping people, and then, you know, focused on their end result, it always makes things a lot more enjoyable.
Yeah. Definitely.
That's awesome. Well, Nate, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to have all the links to everything we talked about in the show notes so people can click and check out everything that you have to offer. Any parting piece of guidance or advice for that just starting real estate entrepreneur who might be listening?
Yeah, 100% is take advantage and build your online presence. Highly recommend doing it. It's not, online marketing is not going away. I think the tactics will change over time, but leveraging online is a must for today's day and age business. So definitely use it, understand it, get involved in it. Don't be afraid to point and click online and press buttons. Just don't hit the delete button. And get out there and take full advantage of it. So
it's hard to learn on your own, though. You know, so I notice for myself, Clayton loves studying this kind of thing, but I get discouraged easily. And so I kind of go in fits and starts. And I think especially if you have someone who, you know, understands not just the tools of the trade, but the industry that you're trying to affect, I think that would be amazing. So if anyone's trying to teach themselves this, follow Nate and, you know,
and connect with him.
Yeah, connect with him. See what he's got to teach you.
Yeah, the easiest place to do that too, it's natekennedy.com has everything.
Great.
You know, perfect. Keep it simple.
Yeah. Keep it simple, and we'll have that link available, easy peasy, for everyone to click on and go to. Nate, it's been great getting to know you. Thank you so much. I'm sure we will be doing business together, crossing paths here in the very near future.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
And thanks to all of you for downloading and subscribing. We really appreciate you taking the time out of your day to fill up your brain with some knowledge, even if it was just one nugget of information that you take away from today's episode. We really hope that you put that to use, right?
Yes, we do.
That's right. Until next time, everyone, go out there, take action, become a real estate investor. We believe it's the number one way to build wealth. We'll see you next time.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.